This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jesse Ray is a graduate student at the University of Virginia, and Frank Dukes, a member of our community. They join me live in studio to talk about the University and Community Action for Racial Equity. Frank, what exactly is this? What are we talking about?
Well, the project is something that involves students, community members, staff, and faculty. I'm actually on the faculty at the University of Virginia. We were started by a group of people from representing the community and the faculty and staff. After the, you might remember 2007, the General Assembly went through this sort of brouhaha and then ended up with a sort of apology that wasn't really called an apology.
Over slavery.
Yeah, yeah, slavery, segregation. Then the university followed up too, and some people said, well, you know, that's putting it behind us and that's going to be good. And we saw that actually as an opportunity to open a door. It's a way for us to start having a conversation about, well, what is our history? What is the legacy? What's the impact today?
And you're on the faculty, what department?
I'm actually in the Urban Environmental Planning department.
So this is truly, and Jesse, chime in here. I mean, to your knowledge, this is truly a historic thing going on here where members of the university and the local community, the town and gown, are coming together in a joint effort to talk about issues of race in our community. I mean, I'm a UVA historian and I can't remember something like this being done before.
Well, there certainly have been other dialogues in the city that we've become aware of, and certainly the city's run dialogue effort that's happening right now. But as far as we're aware, this is the first that's really sort of tried to focus on the university and really sort of address its history and its community. And what does that look like to students? And how do we bring in greater awareness? And sort of one of the phrases that I've taken from the action groups is how do we really complicate the history of the university and bring a fuller understanding to the people who participate?
So how does it work? Jesse, I mean, what exactly happens here? Is it similar to the dialogue and race that the city has sponsored? Or?
Well, we did start with action groups. They were based on different themes. So we had truth and understanding that really did try to focus on different efforts that could complicate that history, that could bring to students and other community members a greater awareness of what's happened in Charlottesville and what happened at the university. And so that was a theme of a group that met. And then we also had a repair group that met. These groups met from April of last year into last September. And repair really focused on, what does reconciliation really look like? How would our community and how would the university community itself be transformed if we really were to focus on repairing these relationships? And relationship was another action group. And so really just focusing on interpersonal and how do we support each other in different projects of our own? And how do we come together and really try to work together on these different projects?
We're talking with Jesse Ray and Frank Dukes of the University of Virginia about the University and Community Action for Racial Equity. And we should let folks know right now, there is a website, and that is, it's a bit of an acronym, UCAREVA.org, which I guess stands for University Community Action for Racial Equity. That would
Very
make
good.
Sense.
Yeah.
So, Frank, let me ask you this, because there are people out there, there are some who are listening who are thinking, well, people just need to get over it. I mean, I've heard a member of the General Assembly say that. The people who have an issue with racial problems, nationally or right here in our community or at the university, they just need to get over it because slavery is just history now, and segregation is just a part of our history, and we've moved past that. And the people that keep talking about it are the ones that keep the problems alive, and they just need to move past it and get over it.
It's a good point, and I can understand where that impulse comes from. Sometimes I feel that way about a lot of issues myself. You know, just is talking about it going to do any good for this? But there's a lot of things in our country that we don't want to get over. There's our the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. There's a lot of elements of our history that we're still fascinated with that we find valuable, and we don't think, and a lot of people that we've talked with don't think that actually. We even really understand fully what has been our history. You know, you mentioned you're a UVA historian. You know, there, you never end up understanding everything that happens. That's why we can keep mining knowledge from the past and keep finding, new ways of understanding our present because of that.
Yeah, there's always something new to learn, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse.
Yeah, and if I can add to that, it's really important to also recognize the impacts that the legacies of slavery and segregation have had on our communities in Charlottesville in particular. I know one thing that's come up for me several times is that it's possible to be a student and be here for 4 years or be here for 2 years if you're in a shorter program and never know that there's a public housing development right behind Main Street that was built to house African Americans who were pushed out of their homes with urban renewal and out of the Vinegar Hill neighborhood. And the fact that, students can feel such a part of the Charlottesville community and feel like they've experienced and still not know some of the important history and some of the important stories of the people who've lived here longer than they have, I think is really telling. And I think is something that motivates us to continue to try to tell the story.
Yeah, we're talking with Jesse Ray and Frank Dukes of the University of Virginia about the University and Community Action for Racial Equity. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. And I'll ask you, listener, do you think this is a worthwhile endeavor? Do you support it? And just to underscore something you just said, in my years of doing local history research, I can tell you, and I've said this before, I have sat at so many kitchen tables and in so many living rooms in this town where what happened with Vinegar Hill is still very much alive and well. And I have seen this bring tears to the eyes, and not just Vinegar Hill, Gospel Hill, where the University of Virginia Medical Center is located, used to be a largely African-American community, completely wiped from the landscape. The expansion of Preston Avenue, parts of Preston Avenue to four lanes, which was, you know, the vision was to take four lanes all the way out to Barracks Road to bring shoppers downtown. They only got so far. They got through the poor neighborhoods, and many of those homes and businesses disappeared as well. And I've talked to those people. So it's not just Vinegar Hill, but you're right. There is a long history where the people in our community and the families and generations of families that have truly been marginalized in many ways, that is very much alive in their home and in their family and still talked about every day. And the emotion that comes to the surface so readily is incredibly palpable when you sit down and talk with these people.
And it's a shame, you know, you've experienced that. We've had a chance to experience that. It's a shame that we all don't get a chance to actually understand that, because if we live here, you know, if we're at the university or if we're not at the university, we're part of this community, and it's something we need to know, and it's something, you know, clearly we're learning as part of the project too.
Yeah. Frank, tell me about, because I know both of you participated in the city's dialogue on race. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your experience with that.
We participated. So we went, had the six sessions. Actually, our group wanted to continue, so had an extra session. And our group ended up having we had a great mixed group of people, several people that had been around for a long time, including someone who was actually a student at the university in the early 60s, a couple community members that were born and raised here. So I got to learn a lot about it. I'm hoping, you know, the Saturday's forum and then actually we're sponsoring a roundtable to bring together people to talk about, well, what implications might this have for people that work at the university or part of the university community. We're sponsoring that next Wednesday.
Wednesday, May 19th.
May 19th.
There's from 5 to 7 p.m., we'll be meeting at the Mount Zion African Baptist Church that's off Elliott Avenue.
So this is, again, this Wednesday.
May 19th.
May 19th.
5 to 7 p.m.
And this is just open to the public, anybody that wants to join in?
Anybody to come, and we'll have, there'll be people from the community, there'll be students there, there'll be some faculty and staff there, and we're going to just talk up with each other about, so what happened? What was your experience? I had a really good experience. Jesse, I know, had a really good experience. Other people, you know, may have had a different experience. And it doesn't matter, though, necessarily, even though I enjoyed it, that I enjoyed it. What matters is now, what are we going to do with it? And hopefully there's stuff that our project can actually help people.
Yeah. And that's the next phase of this, is taking the recommendations from the study groups and presenting them in some package to the city and saying, here's some ways that we could move forward in implementing some of these ideas.
Right. And we were excited when we started, after we started the project, actually, to learn that the city was sponsoring the dialogue. So there's a lot of interest in people talking about and taking actions to deal with this legacy. And what we're trying to do is actually have a broad picture so that people understand why we have this legacy of these disparities today, why it's important to people, why, as you mentioned, you know, you can have people talking about it with tears in their eyes because many people haven't ever been heard about this, and we're trying to bring about that change.
And Frank, do you think it's possible to implement some of these stuff and see progress? And that's one question. And two, do you, and maybe you've answered this, do you think that this group and these discussions are part of the moving forward process, that we don't just say we're over it and we ignore it and it's in the history books, but that we actually sit down and really study it, like we study the Holocaust, you know? Right. I mean, we really study that and we keep that alive and we talk about what happened so that we are constantly aware of, you know, what are the warning signs of something like that happening
exactly.
again?
Exactly. It's a good example, too, because, you know, we don't say, or maybe we do say, you know, they should get over it, the Jews should get over it, or whatever the case might be. I know there was a legislator that said something like that. But we study it because it has meaning for us today. Just to give you an example, one of the projects we did was a class, and they may be, if they're listening in, a shout out to them. But with Karen Waters of Quality Community Council and Phyllis Leffler, a history professor, we taught a class that had about 15 community members and 14 UVA students and came together. And it was very powerful for the students and the community members to be learning this history together and be talking about not only what we've done in the past, but also, so what should this mean for us today? And so I don't think we can isolate the two. It doesn't do much good just to study and understand the history if we're not going to say, so understanding that now, what does this mean differently for how I'm going to behave from now on?
Jesse, give us the details again on the upcoming public event that folks can get more information about.
Sure. We're having a UCARE roundtable next Wednesday, May 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. Light refreshments will be provided, and we'll be meeting at the Mount Zion African Baptist Church off of Elliott Avenue.
The website is ucareva.org. Again, the letter U, care, va.org. It's the University and Community Action for Racial Equity. Get more information online, or you can call 924-1970. Jesse Ray and Frank Dukes, thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Coy.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.